Good morning, team. Before I begin, I must say that if you buy a copy of Post today, you will get a free pink canola margarine tub at selected KZN ShopRite and Checkers stores. Now moving on, our lead this morning is the biggest story that's been on everyone's mind this week. The arrests of 19 suspects allegedly linked to the attack on a mosque in Verulam and the planting of devices at Woolworths stores. Now while the 19 appeared in court yesterday, Post learned that most of those arrested come from prominent families. The Hawks also admitted to finding a man kept in one of the homes when they went to arrest a suspect. Now, Post managed to chat to the family of the kidnapped person. Read all about it in today's Post. Now, moving on, Mrs. India South Africa, Sumeya Tiwari Gautam, is taking the pageant directors to court for failing to hand over her prizes, which include a VW Jetta valued at 300,000 rand. Now, she also claims that she was offered a community service post at two hospitals, but upon being crowned and in light of the duties that she was expected to perform, she turned it down. Moving south now, we chatted to Ward 71 resident Previn Verden, who last week won the by-election at his ward. Verden, an ANC member, scooped the ward from the DA, beating their candidate, Fatima Ismail, by 469 votes. Verden opened up about his life, his community work, and his plans for the ward once officially inaugurated. We also caught up with South Africans living and teaching in Dubai. All this and so much more in today's Post. Make sure you grab your copy.